Hey, good evening, and welcome to the J-Pop Exchange. I'm Sean Bird, your host for the show. Kicking off the show, we celebrate Kirby with great music from the Japanese version of the Kirby anime. We'll also have an exclusive interview with renowned composer Akira Miyagawa, composer of the Japanese version of the Kirby anime. Right now, enjoy some great music from the Japanese version of the Kirby anime. right here on the J-Pop Exchange, you're listening to great music from the Japanese version of the Kirby anime. The score was composed by Akira Miyagawa. We'll have an exclusive interview with him in just a few minutes. In America, the Kirby anime was known as Kirby Right Back At Ya, and in Japan, it was known as Kirby of the Stars. You're listening to the J-Pop Exchange. A little while back, I had the opportunity to interview Akira Miyagawa. I'd like to share with you an excerpt of my interview in which Akira Miyagawa discusses working on the Japanese version of the Kirby anime.
Hi, I'm Akira Miyagawa, and you're listening to the J-Pop Exchange with Sean Bird.
For the next question, I'd like to ask more about creating music for anime. Let us hear the songwriting process for the animation Kirby, the song titled Popstar. This song expresses both disappointment and hope in a very dynamic way. And I think it was significant that this song was used in the very first episode of the Kirby animation. When Kirby's world broke down, this music was expressing the serious danger, drawing nearer to him in a very effective way. I think this song offered a perfect tone to this scene.
そうですか。そうですね。とても嬉しいですね。確かにアニメーションの時はとても僕は。
Oh, really?I'm very happy to hear that. Certainly the case of animation. I've been in the business for quite a long time, but still I'm searching for the best way to work on anime projects. The reason is, in an anime project, the most important thing is the image that the director has. If I didn't follow and work together with this image, my creation would be useless. even if the music itself was brilliantly good, if it didn't fit, it would just be crap. From a different point of view, animation is created and supervised by one, and that's the work of the animation director. For example, all the animation projects from the world-famous animation studio Ghibli, every title is directed by Mr. Hayao Miyazaki. However, in the case of stage work, like musicals, it's very different. There's a book or script before the songwriter, lyricist, and producer. We can start the project from the music. Usually we start our project by selecting the producer together with the songwriter and lyricist. But in an anime project, the music team can't ignore the image that the producer or director, the staff have. That's why I'm still wondering and trying to find the best way to start to work with anime. But I think the song you mentioned, Pop Star, was... I wrote this song a long time ago, so I'm sure there are many parts that I don't remember. Well, though I think I stick to the song, thinking about the image of Kirby that came from my own vision, I thought, maybe, is he lonely? Is he a prince of a star? And sometimes I thought, maybe he's strong, but reckless, and someone who just eats a lot. Is he a fool? I thought many, many things. In some parts, he's out of his mind. And it was also one of his adorable points. But to me, he seemed to have some kind of heavy sadness on his shoulders. And the part of the story, when he comes to Earth all by himself in a spaceship from a faraway star, it reminded me about the world-famous story, The Little Prince. So I started digging through my vision of Kirby so that my own sound could be heard. And the producer of that animation perhaps liked it. I don't know what he really thought. I think he thought that the song was suited to that scene. I just want to be true and honest to the sound that I hear inside of myself. But at the same time, I have to write songs in the way that project members want me to write. And I want to mix in the song things inside my own head for myself. So to let both of these stand out is very difficult. And in that way, I feel a restriction on songwriting.
At over 40 minutes long, our exclusive interview with Akira Miyagawa is our longest interview. If you'd like to listen to the full interview and or view the transcript, just head over to jpopexchange.net. Akira Miyagawa has a lot of insightful and fun stories to share, so consider checking out more of our interview. Right now, I'd like to share with you great music from the latest iteration of the Space Battleship Yamato anime, courtesy of Akira Miyagawa. From Space Battleship Yamato, here's Akira Miyagawa with Attack. That will be followed by Dogfight.
We'll be right back.
view an extensive playlist of all the great music you're hearing tonight just by heading on over to jpopexchange.net. Right now, as we go to break, here's one more great piece courtesy of Akira Miyagawa, as heard in the latest iteration of the Space Battleship Yamato anime. Here's Great Harmony. Thank you.